This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. We are at the point in the year where soybean pests really start to take off in numbers. By now, many are on their second and third generation. Also, as the corn dries down, some move from the cornfields and into the soybean fields. Being a highly nutritious broadleaf, there are lots of pests that will feed on soybean leaves. We are mostly focused on bean leaf beetles, spider mites, and moth worms. Every year, we see bean leaf beetles. Bean leaf beetles are quarter-inch long red beetles with six black spots. They tend to chew circular holes in the leaves. The treatment threshold is 7 beetles per row foot on soybeans with 4 or fewer nodes and 25% defoliation. Later in the growing season, it takes a lot more beetles to cause any yield loss from eating leaves. However, they can also feed directly on young pods. Every field will have at least some amount of bean leaf beetles, but rarely there is enough to warrant spraying. The green clover worm often takes off in population this time of year. They are smaller and light green worm. At this point, treatment thresholds will be over 10 worms per row foot. However, when clover worms get to high populations, there is a certain parasitic fungus that will take over and nearly wipe them out. Thistle caterpillars and webworms have similar treatment thresholds, both of which can have higher number populations this time of year, but often not enough to warrant pesticides. Generally, these worms will be more of a problem in very young soybeans, where an outbreak can cause a lot more damage. Really, the bigger issue with soybeans is podworms and fall armyworms. Podworms are the exact same worm as corn earworms, and they will move from the corn into the soybeans. Since they feed directly on the pods, population thresholds are only a couple per row foot. Spider mites prefer years just like this one, hot and dry. They can be very difficult to spray for because they mostly stay underneath the leaves and are protected by webbing. The damage by spider mite looks a lot like drought-stressed leaves, and spider mites, like most insects, are usually worse near the field edges. Spider mites have to be in pretty high levels before it is worth spraying for them. When scouting a field for insects, be sure to check multiple locations and not just the field edge. Many insects might be worse on the field edge because this is the first place they get to. Grasshoppers and stink bugs, for instance, can really travel, but they aren't picky where they feed. It is always important to remember that soybeans overcompensate in the number of leaves needed to fill pods. In a general sense, soybeans can withstand 20% leaf defoliation without a reduction in yield. That 20% can look a lot worse than it really is. And of course, any pesticide application is going to have the downside that while it will decrease the bad bugs in the field, it will nearly eliminate all the good bugs. Another issue with drought is that it can be hard to tell where those treatment thresholds are. Where our yields might be down, the insect damage can actually end up being worse because the soybeans are at a smaller size with less ability to recover than they would be in a normal year. There are all kinds of insects out there in the soybean fields, both good and bad. If you have any questions over treatment thresholds or would like some insect identification, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.